Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.
The clock is ticking on New South Wales Health Minister Gillian Skinner. There's a reshuffle of the New South Wales Cabinet coming next year following the Nationals' leadership change. Surely the only thing that could possibly save Gillian Skinner is that she is a street fighter when it comes to protecting her own turf. But there's not much she can do to fight the facts. And the facts show that Gillian Skinner cares more about her reputation than anything or anyone else. It's been revealed today Gillian Skinner and her staff spent 4 days drafting press releases about that tragic gas mix-up at a Sydney hospital that left one baby dead and another brain damaged before talking to the families involved or telling the public. 4 days drafting press releases. This information has come to light following a Freedom of Information request from the Australian newspaper, and we can now see what really went on behind the scenes in Gillian Skinner's office as Bankstown Lidcombe Hospital's gas mix-up scandal unfolded. On Thursday, July 21, Gillian Skinner first found out about the gas mix-up at the hospital, which killed baby John and left another baby with brain damage. The next day, Friday, July 22, Gillian Skinner's staff started drafting media releases about the tragedy. This included lines such as, quote, "I spoke to each of the families last night and expressed how deeply sorry I am that they have been made to suffer in this way," end quote. But here's the rub. At that stage, the family of baby John hadn't even been told that he had died because of a gas mix-up. And you got people in the minister's office drafting a press release saying, "We spoke to the families last night." No one had even told them that their baby had died as a result of a mix-up between gas outlets in Bankstown Lidcombe Hospital. So the minister's office was drafting a press release saying she'd notified the families when the family of baby John was yet to even been informed about the gas mix-up. On Saturday, July 23, baby John's family found out that he'd been killed after receiving the wrong gas. But even once the family had been notified, Gillian Skinner and her office didn't contact them. On Monday, July 25, Gillian Skinner's staff were still working on their game plan for the media. An email between the health minister's staff said, "We particularly want to run the dot point about the families requesting privacy. We particularly want to run the dot point about the families requesting privacy, and we want to run that dot point past the health district." Well, I'll get to more on that in just a moment. But just a short time after that, the fatal mistake went public when someone called me and told me what had happened. But Gillian Skinner and an office still didn't try and contact baby John's family. Even though they drafted this press release the week before saying, "Oh yeah, we spoke to them last night," they didn't. It was a lie. It was all part of the spin. Instead, on Monday night, Gillian Skinner went to the Helpman Theatre Awards. The next day, Tuesday, July 26, she finally contacted John's family. But this was after she'd come under fire earlier that day for not reaching out to them sooner. She told a press conference on Tuesday she hadn't tried to speak to the family because they had asked for privacy to be respected. Well, this is BS. Baby John's family contacted us and made the story public. They didn't want it kept quiet. And the next day, Wednesday, July 27, we exposed the fact that Gillian Skinner's claims about the families wanting privacy as a lie. And you know that because they were already putting it in those emails back and forth between her office and the department, talking about the fact that we wanted to run the dot point about the families requesting privacy. Well, the family of baby John never requested privacy. So we know that that was all part of the spin. Baby John's family had no reason to mislead us. They had nothing to gain from being untruthful, but they heard the health minister was lying, and so they then came forward and told the truth. We knew that Gillian Skinner was lying. I told you at the time she was lying. And today there's more proof about the whole thing being a fraud. And we know that Gillian Skinner cooked up the story about how she'd spoken to the families of the baby involved before they'd even found out about the hospital's fatal mistake. What a mess. What a mess. And she fabricated a story about how both families had requested privacy when baby John's family had never asked for the matter to be kept quiet. How crooked, rotten, and dodgy can you get? You had the health minister and her staff manufacturing a lie in writing about the death of a newborn baby who was needlessly killed in one of our hospitals. Can you imagine, off the back of a tragedy like that, thinking to yourself, first things first, we've got to cover our own arse here? Well, that's the first thing Gillian Skinner was thinking of. And this is a minister who is more interested in her own reputation than the truth. And another classic example of that is the story of Dr. Kieran Fadke. Gillian Skinner now knows, and so do all of the people around her, that she got it horribly wrong when she named and shamed Dr. Fadke for incorrectly dosing his chemo patients. Evidence at the parliamentary inquiry proved that she was wrong. The inquiry heard that 26 out of the 27 cases being reviewed of Dr. Fadke's had nothing to do with dosing. We now know the issues with Dr. Fadke were involving him not attending meetings or consulting enough with his colleagues. But instead of admitting her mistake, Gillian Skinner dug deeper and continued to lie at the expense of Dr. Kieran Fadke. Rather than standing up and saying, I've got it wrong, I need to clear this up, Gillian Skinner chose to string up Dr. Fadke, let him hang while she turned her back on him. Now, these are the lengths that our health minister is prepared to go to protect her own reputation. Allowing the name of a good doctor to be destroyed and trying to spin her way out of strife instead of reaching out to the family of a newborn baby killed in one of our hospitals. Gillian Skinner, how much lower can you go?
Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.